Welcome back to the Mind of Monty podcast with your co-hosts, Monty G and IMO. Today we've got We've got a good show for you.
Oh my goodness. First of all, you need to do better. That just shows that you have a pattern with your intros.
I do.
That you just need to throw a random adjective. No, not really. Fantastic. Not to that extent.
Shush. I'm going to do it over.
No, today don't do it over.
A fantastic show planned for you.
I'm not editing the first one out.
You don't have to.
Good.
We're going to talk about all things related to the Royal
You've
Rumble.
Done fantastic before.
Probably. Shut up.
I did. Whatever. Go. Keep going.
We're going to talk about all things related to the Royal Rumble. Our journey there. Our predictions. How I feel about this honorary Oost merch. We're going to talk about it all. The good, the bad, the ugly. So, let's get into it.
Well, I think, like you said our journey. I haven't made the big deal about it that I probably could. I could have went on this pod every show this month and just kept saying, we're going to the Royal Rumble. But no, I'm not. We're going to San Antonio for the Royal Rumble. My first Royal Rumble ever. My lifetime completionist as a WWE mark of doing the big four pay-per-views. I'm off halfway there now. Mm-hmm. Only have Survivor Series and SummerSlam to go. You know, who knows? Maybe I'll get to those at some point. Or, you know, there's still plenty of other shows out there. I still have yet to go to an AEW show, yet to see New Japan live. So, it's a lot of things as a wrestling fan I've yet to experience, but this is one of those things. As a Raw, I don't care what anyone says. You can say whatever you want to say about the company, about certain wrestlers. You can love whatever promotion. The Royal Rumble is still one of the most fun and just most popular. You know how many throwaway rap lines I've seen rappers throw just say because they finna fight in the club, they call it the Royal Rumble or something? Like, mm-hmm. You know how popular the Royal Rumble is? It's just the concept itself is very popular. Right. Always one of WWE's best shows, too. Doesn't matter what they can be going through. Like, even when Raw was terrible, the Royal Rumble was interesting. So, I didn't like last year's Royal Rumble. You know, no offense to Brock or Ronda, but did not want either one of them to win in that matter. My predictions here are probably going to be horrible. I have no clue who's going to win either Royal Rumble. All I have is assertions.
Assertions.
So I'm going to predict all this, but it's just like, it's nothing really to, I don't have any grand thing to predict here. When it comes to the Royal Rumble matches in particular. But I'll definitely do my best to explain what I'm thinking. And I have no clue. Again, with all the surprises, all I know is that it's a good three or four people from a men to where I'm like, okay, they have choices here. You know, I've already seen a lot of people turn on Cody. But I've also seen a lot of people say maybe it's the case. But I think a lot of people think since they announced Cody coming back, maybe his chances of winning are low. We will see. But we'll get to that in a second. Like you said, the journey there. So, you know, we've already went grocery shopping. Just spent, by the way, groceries, man.
Way too high.
I can't really talk. We live in Louisiana. So, not to explain everything, but, you know, the cost of living here is pretty, really, really good by comparison. Like, allegedly. If I compared it to, like, New York, it's not nothing alleged about that.
That's fair.
It's way better. That's fair. Than places like that. So, but to think about we can run up $150 tab almost pretty much just for snacks and or like food to have on the trip. Because if you don't know anything, if you never traveled with anyone who's carrying a child.
Whoa.
What?
You gotta throw me under the bus.
That's the reason why we got all these snacks. I wouldn't need them. If you did not have a baby, we need everything we bought. Yes. No.
Probably not.
No, we wouldn't. We'd just have some water, maybe.
It's a regular trip, really?
Yeah, exactly. It's a regular trip. We wouldn't need that much. But we packed a lot just in case because the baby, you know, makes you want to eat more. And it's not even just that. Like, it's better to eat because we're going to be in a car for a while, to 7 hours, and we don't want to necessarily stop at every little fast food places just to do it. it's more efficient to have stuff you can stack on.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, like what? Go ahead.
Yeah, like instead of, it's already hard to try to find a rest area for the pregnant bladder. But yeah. Having to find a rest area and then having to find food that doesn't make you nauseous or won't make you sick, it's better to plan ahead, eat healthier, because you can eat healthier instead of just going straight for the fast food. And there's going to be plenty of fast food at the Royal Rumble, probably. So.
Well, yeah. And not even just that. It's just,
I'm talking like the stalls.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about that, yeah. And again, she's already told me that I'm going to probably wait in lines for her and all this type of stuff. Unfortunately, I don't want to have to do that because I don't like I don't even wait in line when I go to W shows. I don't even wait in line for merch, and that's stuff that I would like to buy. Much less, why would I buy event food? Event food is always not worth your time. But yeah. Whatever, huh?
I agree. It's always overpriced.
It's always never. It's always not worth your time. I've never been. It doesn't matter if it's a local event or anything. I promise you, usually it's a waste of time. But you gotta feed the baby. It is what it is. So, same thing with bathroom breaks. We're probably going to have to get up, do that. I don't know how I'm going to time it. I don't want to have to leave a Royal Rumble, but we'll see. You know, she says she thinks she'll be fine. We have to, that's what we're going through, though. We're going to be gauging it. We're going to be trying to have fun, but at the same time having to, you know, be mindful of our situation. So, that's the one hurdle. That's the one hurdle about this whole thing to me. I have no problem with with getting there. I have no problem with trying to get back. It's more so just once the show starts, once everything. Plus, my prior experience, I have WrestleMania 34 as my prior experience of dealing with a bigger WWE show. But that's not really fair because they don't necessarily do the show the same way. Like, at that time, we had to show up at, you know, 2 p.m., but we were there before that. And if you remember, those WrestleManias. Like, yeah, we got that way early in there. But that was because those shows used to be 6 or 7 hours, and that's exactly what it was. We got in the arena at 2 something and didn't leave until midnight, it felt like.
Oh, no, it was midnight.
Yeah, so like midnight at least. I know we didn't get to our car until midnight, but I know the show was over at like maybe 11 or something like that, midnight. But yeah, so again, those were back in those, and anyone who's been watching WWE the last few years will definitely remember, those were those shows that used to last forever. At least they felt like they lasted forever. They were packed to the brim, and it was a WrestleMania, so you know exactly how that goes. But in this case, I think you said the doors open like just like really an hour or so before it kicks off.
Yep.
So this is gonna be a completely, not completely, but a little bit different. Like, we should be able to at least eat lunch or something before we even have to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, then I'm confident that, yeah, you may get peckish or you may get hungry while we're in there for certain things.
But it's not going
to
be a bad thing.
But it shouldn't be. Yeah, I shouldn't have to do it too many times because of the timing of it. It shouldn't be. And then even same thing with the bathroom break. Like, maybe you have to time one out earlier in the show. But maybe both Royal Rumble matches, we find a way to get through both of them.
Oh, no, I'm going to get through those matches.
You know, so, exactly. So, you know, and I don't want you to be uncomfortable.
I've got
but
determination.
I'm just okay, determination. Maybe that'll help take your mind off it. But, yeah, like I said, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be, booking it there. We got some decent enough seats from my estimation. According to the map, it looked decent. Well, I'll let you guys see on probably socials from our photos how you can see the actual view of the ring. I don't necessarily need to be on the floor. I don't necessarily need to be too close. One day maybe, but you know how it is with these pay-per-views. They charge like a lot.
Yeah.
for those, you know, really good floor seats for these type of shows. But
I've learned my lesson. Like at WrestleMania, we were by the pyro. Like, we were right there by the aisle and by the pyro, and that was hot. It was hot.
And we weren't even that close though. Don't let
I know, we were up a tier.
We were there, yeah. We were like exactly not on the floor. We were like right above the floor. Yeah.
Right, and it was there, hot. You so can I can only imagine.
Yeah, you can feel the heat from there, and we're probably still, you know, depending on the pyro they use, you're still gonna probably feel a little bit of that, depending on where we are. But we do have a different angle this time, it seems like, and we'll see how it goes. I've kind of done this now that I think about it, even when I went to shows down in Baton Rouge in the past, I've done this from a plenty of different angles. And again, it's nothing wrong with being in that little hiding angle because it gives. I like that view. I get to see the ring. Like, I guess they may look not like dots, but I still can make them out in the ring usually. And if I need to, I can use the the video as a visual aid. Yeah. We're gonna miss some Raw Rumble elimination, so we're gonna have to rewatch when I come back and I do a review for the show. We're gonna have to rewatch it anyway. So
that's true.
Like, because like from my angle, we're gonna see some people probably fly. Maybe their camera cut in on the big screen to help us, but you know what I mean. Like,
it's gonna be wild.
It depends on our angle. Yeah, and that's why again I can't wait. I've never seen a Raw Rumble in person, so I cannot wait. And there's going to be two. We got the women and the men to deal with. So I can't wait to see what happens. How did they get 30? Like, what 30 women did they find? Or are they leaning more on NXT call-ups?
I think so.
Or are they going to call, some people who maybe on the fence, not really working as much in other places? Or are they going to call some legends back? I'm sure maybe one or two. They couldn't find some legends for Raw Raw for the
30,
I'm about to say Raw 300. They're way past 300.
Yes.
But yeah, if they couldn't find them for Raw's 30th anniversary, but maybe they can book them for the Raw Rumble. I don't know. We will see all of that. But I think that's pretty much it. I don't know what else I need to go through when it comes to us traveling there. Is there anything else you want to mention?
No. Well, I think the weather is playing tricks on us now. I checked the weather a couple days ago, and it was all clear skies, and now we've got some rain because apparently there's some snow coming in from New Mexico, and okay. It's just going to be moist.
This weekend?
Yeah, all weekend. So it's going to be rainy at the Rumble. It's going to be rainy on the way there. It's going to be rainy on the way back.
Well, that's frustrating. But, I'm going to say frustrating, but it is what it is. Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying, but hopefully we'll drive safe. We always try that. Just like we were super duper early for Mania, we're going to try to be super duper early here. Super duper early getting there. We're leaving the whole day early.
Yes.
Honestly, to be real. But so we're going to do what we have to do. We're going to make it there safely.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to get through the weekend. Honestly, I want to be honest with you guys. You guys listen to this podcast, you guys know I'm a wrestling fan, but you also should know, or at least should have an idea, that I love video games. And I love the Persona 3 and 4 just got re-released for all consoles. So to go with my Persona 5 Royal, I have Persona 3 and 4 on my Xbox now. Thank you for thank you, Sony, for allowing everyone else to have this now, finally. Or whoever is over this, Atlas, I'm pretty sure they probably have more to do with it than Sony, but who knows. The point is, honestly, I was in a conundrum. I honestly was considering, like, if it wasn't the fact that this is the week of the show and this is the Royal Rumble, something that I've always, like I said, one of my favorite shows of the year, I was definitely considering not going. Yeah. But like I said, it's the timing of it. Like, I want to stay home and play Persona. I'm not going to lie. One part of me is tugging at my heartstrings. Like, bro, who cares? You can watch the Royal Rumble. You get all the camera cuts on Peacock.
Those premium live events.
Come on, man. You going to have it on demand on Peacock. What you paying your Peacock bill for? You don't need to. I'm saying all types of stuff that I just so I can stay here and play Persona. So I just want to let you know that while a big piece of me will be at the Royal Rumble having the time of my life, the other piece of me will be hoping they were here. They won't be here, unfortunately. It's be with me at the Royal Rumble. But they'll be hoping it was here. That was
longing to be here.
Yeah, that's my ode to Persona 3 and 4, and I haven't even played 4 yet. But 3 is so good that I'm pretty sure. No, I know I enjoy 4. I know I will, because it's a better game. So,
and then you enjoy 5.
I really like 5. So it doesn't matter.
You got this. All right, so let's move on to the actual predicting of the show. There's not a lot of matches on this, which...
thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness.
Don't need to be, though. You're there for the Rumble, you know.
Exactly. You know what the meat and potatoes of this is. So first up, let's start off light. This Mountain Dew Pitch Black match, Bray Wyatt versus LA Knights.
I mean, I think it's pretty simple. I think LA Knight has already showed everyone he can hold his own in a promo. He seems to be big. You know, some people think so far with his feud, he probably is not. I've seen some people say in the past that they don't know if LA Knight is gaining anything from this. But I think so far, because he's been able to stand up to Bray kind of in his own way, I think it has kind of worked, even if it is a lot of mystical and a lot of crazy stuff going on with Bray. Mm-hmm. I think this is a great chance for LA Knight in this spot. But Bray Wyatt is most likely going to win. Now, do I have any clue what the hell a pitch black match is? No. I think maybe it's just a street fight, just with the lights off. I don't know. I have nothing to tell you. It's not like a lights out unsanctioned match, is it?
I don't think so. You know, you look up what the Mountain Dew pitch black looks like. It's kind of like purplish. So maybe it's a purple light.
Okay. So they're fighting under the Undertaker's light.
Maybe, yeah.
In a regular one-on-one match?
I mean, no. That's no fun.
I'm saying it's a street fight or something.
Gotta
right?
be a street fight.
Anyway, like I said, I don't know what it is. Don't know what the stipulation implies. Who knows? Uncle Howdy could make an appearance and screw Ryan and LA Knight actually wins. You know, to put over LA Knight, it's possible, but it's hard for me to bet against Bray. This is his first actual match that's been televised. I know a lot of people got a chance to see him in Madison Square Garden on Raw. I think it was a Raw, but it was like probably just a live event. I think it was just a live event over the Christmas break. I don't think that was a Raw, but yeah. So I know some people got a chance to see Bray, but now this is everyone else's chance and the public's chance to see Bray. So in this spot, so I go with Bray Wyatt.
I go at Bray Wyatt also. So I'm going to just add some tidbits. Not apparently, because I've seen it. So WWE contracted, like, advertisement space. And I thought it was so clever that, you know, they had a LA Knight ad and they had a Bray Wyatt ad. It was both for Mountain Dew. But they were still pitching the promo, but like, nah, this Mountain Dew. Sorry about that. And it was cool. So I'm definitely excited for the match. Again, like you said, I don't know a thing about what's going on. But hopefully it's good. Next up, we've got the Raw Women's Championship on the line. This is not in any particular order, to be honest. Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the women's match probably be the first thing we see. And then they'll come back to some of these.
You sure? Maybe not the Women's Royal?
I mean the Women's Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Women's Royal Rumble. And then they'll come back and show Bray or possibly then do the women's and Roman, I think. That's it, right? Isn't that else? Well, anyway, we'll get to it.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So, yeah, they're just going to do those matches and then two Royal Rumbles and sandwich them in between two Royal Rumbles. Because the Royal Rumbles are like damn near an hour anyway.
Yes.
Damn near an hour for the most part anyway. So this one is interesting, too. It's another situation where it's like, okay, maybe I think you probably more likely to see an Uncle Howdy appearance in this one, maybe, than you are in the Braves match. But you might see the formation of a freaking faction here. Who knows? This could be a historic night. But I don't think it'd be hard for me to see Bianca, who's now carried this belt for a long time. I think she needs to walk. She left Mania last year with the belt. I want her to walk back into it with the belt, you know, whether she's facing Rhea Ripley or whoever it may be. I'm going with Bianca to retain. I don't really have a good reason. I think Alexa's probably going to try. I would say some creepy stuff is going to happen, but I don't think it'll stop Bianca. I think Bianca may still find a way to win. She's done it literally the entire reign at this point, and I don't think you end that right now.
I agree. I also think Bianca's going to win, so for most of the same reason that you said, but we got to keep that title on her, at least till Mania. All right, next up, next match that we're going to talk about is the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match. We got Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah, it's like I mentioned earlier. I think Roman will retain. It's going to be tough for me to see Kevin winning the match and becoming champion. I don't see a scenario where that happens, but I do think something is going to happen with Sammy here or something. You know, maybe Sammy screws up or maybe Sammy almost screwed up and then Roman still finds a way to win. Something may happen to continue the Bloodline story, but it's just hard for me to see Kevin Owens as over as he is. By the way, I have to give him props. You know, for someone who we've seen lose to Roman before the Bloodline, but, you know, mm-hmm. he was still kind of doing this tribal chief stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now to see him in this state doing it with the booking, and he just seems to be more over than ever. So I really want to give him props because the people are really behind him. And it really wouldn't. I think a lot of people probably actually would be happy if Kevin Owens won here. I just don't think it'll happen. And maybe they book Roman so strong now to where it's like, I can't imagine anyone pinning him. That's pretty much where we at almost with him. mm-hmm. And I think that's what's going to happen here. Whether it's the same way he escaped the Royal Rumble last year, which is by DQ, or whether it's which I doubt. I don't think it's gonna go out that way. I don't think you end this match with DQ. But again, it's hard to go against Roman.
I agree. If it was one of the titles on the line, I may be more
That would make a little more
likely
sense
to lean toward Kevin. But I don't think he's gonna lose both titles tonight. I just don't. I don't foresee that. So definitely going with Roman. Hopefully, I know Sammy's gonna mess this up for me. That's what I get for buying nice merchandise.
And nothing's happened yet.
But he posted on Instagram, it's been a ride. What do you mean, being a ride?
You're just very, very nervous about your hoodie being irrelevant now, your honorary Oos hoodie being irrelevant because yeah. We all know
it's coming.
That his days are numbered in the Bloodline. It is what it is. We'll see. We'll see how. Yeah. Just let it play out.
I'm still gonna wear it. Yeah. I'm gonna just cover up the SZ right there. I'm gonna put like something on there. I don't know what I'm gonna put on there. I'm gonna figure it out.
How would you cover that up?
Cause it's without it, it's just an honorary.
Whether he gets kicked out or not, he's still an honorary. Nobody else got that title. Nobody else even had that title though. So
I mean, that's fair.
He still can be the honorary. Don't do Sammy like
hopefully,
that.
Hopefully, Sammy will get it together, and think rationally here. All right, so, is this a touch presumptuous? Maybe not. Next up, the men's Royal Rumble.
What you presume?
That, you know, my merch will be relevant after this.
Okay. Why are you starting with the men?
I'm just reading down.
Yeah, okay. You did say it's not in the order. Okay, that's fine. The only reason why I asked you why is because this is the one I mean, even with the girls, I don't have a clue. So,
well,
I guess we'll be in this same situation.
Let's hear it. Let me tell you my logic. So, last year you said Brock won, right? What title did he win?
The WWE title.
Which was
it? He took it from Bobby, like, literally the next
pay-per-view. So that was Raw.
Pay-per-view.
So he won it on – he went for Raw. So, that means SmackDown got a win.
That's not how this works.
That's how it works in my brain. At least it helps me try to, like, figure it out. Right? It can't be Gunther because Gunther got a title. I don't think I'm ready to see Gunther and Roman yet. Oh, you're waiting on me to go on?
I mean, you started. What do you got?
Okay, I don't think it's gonna be Cody because everybody's saying it's Cody, and that's too easy. They may go with the easy option here, but I don't think they will. So it can't be Austin because Austin got a title.
Oh, this is riveting podcasting right now. like I was saying, I don't know, and it's not. I'm not even gonna pretend like I have a clue. Like you said, Cody is a contender.
Go ahead.
Why did you even do this when you don't even know who on SmackDown? It's Drew, Sheamus. What did you want? Everybody on SmackDown, he pretty much been beat. It's the reason why he's been champion so long. It's nobody. What do you want?
Go ahead.
Why you think they fighting? He fighting Kevin right now.
I'm saying.
But anyway,
I don't know. I'm getting top dollar.
Okay.
I'm not.
That's a joke. Like I was saying, this is an interesting Royal Rumble because, like you said, you have so many reasonable candidates to win. Sami Zayn actually feels like someone who has a chance. If you want to go SmackDown, go with Sami Zayn and say somehow Sami Zayn wins it.
I know who I'm picking.
That's my SmackDown pick. Somehow Sami Zayn wins it. But on Raw, but let's see. I don't even to not even separate the show. Seth Rollins makes a lot of sense when it comes to Roman Reigns. But do we really believe Seth and Cody are done with each other?
Oh, maybe. No.
Cody said he's done with it.
Oh, you get. But I know it's
easy. I know you can easily get dragged right back into something. And I don't know if we want another Cody and Seth. We had Cody and Seth last year. So maybe you don't go with that quite yet. Maybe they meet again down the line, but not yet. I do think they may have something to do with each other's elimination or something, though. They're definitely going to get physical when it's time. But we'll see. So, yeah, man, I can't. It's just so hard to really predict this. It's a lot of people who haven't been on TV in a while that I know they're probably saving for this, like Shinsuke Nakamura and, you know, stuff like that. But it's just – it's really, really tough. It's like who do you really think is going to win the Royal Rumble? And I don't – it's like I said, it's reasonable. You can make reasonable arguments for so many people. It's like who do you think out of on the main roster? And barring you know, a crazy return. Because even with The Rock, let's say The Rock threw everyone off his scent recently. Mm-hmm. If he does show up, then that's all that was. He was just throwing us all off, everyone off his scent.
He's just a liar.
But I don't think, I told this, and I've been a big proponent of this. The Rock does not have to win the Royal Rumble.
No.
Even if he comes back, he don't need the Royal Rumble to get, they have a built-in story already ready for The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally all about the head of the table. They don't even need the belts. To do
they
that.
Do not.
Roman can lose this belt next year, and if they want to do it at some point, they can just do it over the, you know, head of the table feud or whatever if they want to.
Right.
But, yeah, again, I'm trying not to be wishful thinking. Who knows? If he shows up, great. If not, I'm pretty sure we're all used to The Rock not being involved in wrestling. Like, get over it, people.
Yeah. For all the people who are mad. Years. It's been a decade at this point, hasn't it? Or almost a decade.
Something like that.
Last time, what, 2014?
Yeah, 13, 14, something like that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Can I share my pick that I diligently researched? I think it's Karrion Kross. Because if you remember, he was like, oh, Roman,
nobody
your time
wants
is
to
coming.
See it.
Listen, he kept saying, Roman, your time is coming. But that time
is Karrion Kross is bullying Rey Mysterio right now. He's probably going to get eliminated by Rey Mysterio. Hopefully he does, for that matter.
Why are you doing this?
What?
I'm bringing storyline elements into
I'm giving you a story right back to you. Ray been getting bullied for nothing.
He can't even whoop his own child, so of course.
Dominic going to put Ray out. I already know that.
Oh, my God. Please stop.
Dominic going to put Ray out.
Dominic don't deserve to be in there, but he going to be in there.
But, yeah, I feel like I'm copping out. I am. As a matter of fact, I just am. I'm copying. I got nothing for you. Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is going to win the Royal Rumble. I'm not confident in that at all. So there you go.
Okay.
Just going to leave it at that. I don't have a pick at all. Seth Rollins is the only thing I can say right now.
Okay. So, next up, the Women's Royal Rumble. Like you said, last year, Ronda Rousey won. I think that's a SmackDown win.
I just want these predictions to be short, but... These Royal Rumble predictions by themselves will not be short. Anyway.
Who's winning the women's?
Hmm?
SmackDown won last year, so.
I mean, I predicted a returning Asuka. I think I wrote that down in the past, that maybe a returning Asuka could win it. But in all honesty, even with a different type of Asuka coming back, and maybe that'll be the thing. I mean, if she's like completely different, then yes, Asuka can win. But it's just hard for me to go against Rhea right now, too, because I think Rhea's probably got the most momentum, or at least, yeah, definitely the most momentum of anybody I can think of when it comes to someone who can challenge Bianca. So, you know, Rhea and Bianca at WrestleMania makes a lot of sense to me. But will they pull the trigger? With Charlotte on top of SmackDown, it begs the question of, like, you know, do we get this freshly babyface Charlotte versus maybe now a heel Asuka, who kind of owes her a WrestleMania, owes her some WrestleMania payback.
You still want that to go down?
That's great fan booking. But that's why I say I'm going with Rhea Ripley, probably, even though my gut is telling me, not my gut, but even though I want Asuka to return, win the Royal Rumble, challenge Charlotte. That's what I want. But that don't mean that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to go with the one who got the most momentum to challenge Bianca. It's a safe ass bet. Doesn't mean it's gonna work at all. But on my show, I don't take predictions seriously. Unfortunately for the other podcast that I do, they do. So I may change my picks around. Don't tell anyone. I'm gonna prove that they can't stop that anyway. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
I do what I want. Who what LA Knight say? Whose game is it? It's mine. All right, there we go. LA Knight's game.
I was gonna pick Rhea too, because of my logic that it had to be a Raw superstar. And I was like, most dominant female on Raw is probably Rhea.
It's easily Rhea.
Yes. Yes.
It's easily Rhea.
The rest of these people we haven't really heard from.
They're not. They have been consistently there. It's like, who the hell is hot on them? That's why I'm saying it's either going to be Rhea Ripley or return.
Yeah, because.
It's going to be Rhea Ripley or return or debut, something like that. That's the only way it
Rhea
makes
Ripley
sense right
or
now.
Rhea Ripley or the field.
Right. Rhea Ripley or the field. It's hard to book against her right now. And I honestly, again, I don't know. But, yeah. As a fan, I want Oscar to win Challenge Charlotte.
I know.
But I think
she can still challenge Charlotte.
And she don't have to win the Royal Rumble to challenge Charlotte. That's what I'm saying. I think if Oscar come back, returns, she can go to SmackDown, liven up that division a little bit, be a contender for Charlotte at WrestleMania, and I love it. I'd love it. But, yeah, Rhea Ripley, in my opinion, is the safest and a good bet. And I think we all want to see her and Bianca. And on that stage, you know, maybe Bianca's in trouble, but at the same time, I think the fact that we don't know is the reason why we want to see it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, it's reasonable. Rhea can definitely be her, right? But at the same time, Bianca is, like, been freaking unstoppable.
Bianca's a vet at this now because she's had two great Mania matches. Or, wait, at least one great Mania match. And
you're right, too. Becky and Sasha. Right.
Okay. Good. I'm glad I was right. My memory was failing me there for a minute. And Rhea had that match with Charlotte, but I don't think it's at the same level as the two that Bianca has had.
Oh, no. I don't even necessarily know how fair it was to compare that. Rhea's was in the pandemic, and Bianca had the luxury of fans in both of hers.
Of being on a big stage.
But yeah.
With, you know, things at stake.
Going back to their NXT days, though, this is what I love about it. Rhea was a champion and someone who was completely dominant. And she used to beat Bianca back then. Now, to see where Bianca is now as a... She never won a title in NXT. But now she's, like, pretty much renowned as a champion so far.
On the main
roster. And to see Rhea now on the chase of something like that. Because as much as you're 100% right. Rhea Ripley in her initial... Even her initial Raw Women's Championship run was kind of... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the way you would expect. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't a long-term nice reign. It was, you know, something that I think it almost feel like something to say, oh, she's a former women's champion.
Mm-hmm. Just to check the box.
Because it didn't really register. But now this is her chance to, you know, not only get the rub from taking it from a dominant champion like Bianca, but you also get to take it on, and you know, who knows, that can make Judgment Day stronger. And who knows, look how annoying Dominik will be if she wins the championship, you know, with all his mommy nonsense. But yeah, anyway, this is gonna be a great show. I love the lit, what is the term I'm looking for? They say it all the time.
You gonna describe?
Sometimes less is more. That's what I'm trying to say. I love the less is more approach. I love the less is more approach to the Royal Rumble booking. What do you mean that was lackluster?
I thought it was gonna be a good word, and it was a phrase.
It wasn't a word. Yeah, I was thinking of a phrase. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. I was sitting here racking my brain for a word, and it was a phrase.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I said, I love the fact that the simplistic nature of the booking. You know, not trying to pack a bunch of content on top of the Royal Rumble and all that. And I can't wait to see what happens in the entire show. So it's going to be fun. And then to be there live, that's another thing. That's going to be another element that makes next week or whenever we decide to review the Royal Rumble, it's going to make that a little special because we're going to be able to give you multiple perspectives. Hopefully I don't lose my voice. I'm going to pace myself.
Yeah, because you have shows. Like, right after.
I'm going to pace myself. Oh, well, they'll just have to deal with it. What are you talking about? What do you mean? I went to the Royal Rumble. They'll be fine.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, this has been a great show. Things have happened.
Oh, man. Wow. It was a great show. Things have happened.
Let me wrap it up. All okay, right, let me wrap it up. Now.
Do better than that.
I was going
to. Unidentified things have happened.
I was going to go further into it. I was going to just recap how we talked about our spectacular journey through the rain to go see these people. Hopefully our people around us are not disgusting. Two, we talked about what we think is going to happen at this pay-per-view. This premium live event. Some things we're excited for, some things we're hoping that are not going to happen, as in Sami Zayn messing this merch up for me. And I think it's a good show. I think we're excited on equal parts, you, me, and the baby. We're very excited to step out into the world as wrestling goers, wrestling show goers, viewers, attenders, whatever.
Wow.
That was a soliloquy.
Yeah, yes it was. But yeah, through the fire and the flames. I know that has nothing to do with what you just said because we're going through the rain. But I like that Guitar Hero song. So
I immediately started singing Chaka Khan. But go ahead.
That's another one too. Wow, that's a good reference. If you didn't play Guitar Hero, think about Chaka Khan.